Really? Really? You want me to introduce you to Hello Gone Wild Audio? This is Even More Like, and
the brat.
And we're doing CB's playfully innocent, lustful list of intimate topics, hysterical questionnaire thing. Unfortunately, I've already fired my rounds for today, so the hysterical part of it will be taken by the person who may or may not have a wandering vagina. Well, no, wandering uterus, that's right. I'm sorry. Look, I'm not the hysterical one here.
I'm glad you know the origins of hysteria and why that matters, but yeah, wrong body part to be wandering.
I only know this because of my readings into vibrators. Anyways, let's get on with the questionnaire. I'm sure people don't need to know about your wandering uterus.
See, except now I'm curious. What is the male version of a hysterical reading? Like,
there isn't one. Guys don't have uteri to...
Don't go into hysterics?
Yeah, I mean you might... Okay, fine.
Thing.
You might have, like, berserkers. I mean, remember the old Viking
there
berserkers?
We go.
There you're going into a blind rage, slaughtering everything in your path. It's not as sexy, though.
Oh, I don't know. I've told you about that dream before.
Are we going to have to talk? We're probably... Okay, I'm sure someone will ask about this. So you had better elaborate on this warrior queen dream.
We haven't even gotten into the questionnaire, and we're already just rambling.
Okay, we'll get to...
So
maybe we should
one time,
get... Okay.
One time I had a dream, and I don't dream very often, and I don't remember my dreams very often. But this dream in particular was pretty awesome. I was some kind of warrior queen thing person, and I had a sword, and I was killing things, and I was fucking things, and I woke up mid-orgasm, and I was just kind of in shock for a little while because I had no idea what kind of warrior blood orgy I had just been a part of. But yeah, I woke up halfway through an orgasm, which is pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anyway,
and your real name offline does translate to, you know, some sort of warrior thing. So, obviously,
sword maiden.
Mm-hmm.
Aw, yeah.
Anyways, let's get to the first question. I guess I'll be the interviewer for this one. On a scale of 1 to 10, how similar are you to your Gone Wild Audio persona? 1 being not at all alike, 10 being exactly alike.
I don't know. I kind of want to ask you that. What do you think? Am I at all like my Gone Wild persona?
You're pretty similar. I mean, you are definitely... Okay, any brat audios are pretty spot on.
if I'm actually behaving in an audio, then you'll know it's a fake.
Obviously. Definitely. It's not real unless brat here is acting the brat. I don't know, maybe a 7 or an 8 for myself. How similar am I to my Gone Wild Audio persona? Maybe a 7? I mean, it's hard to be fake in a FAP audio. It's literally, there was no character to that short, wet, wank thing. The only character involved was, you know, I don't know where I was going with this one. Next question. Number 2, what's the story behind your username? I guess I have to start... Honestly, yeah. I have to start this one off. Even More Like is taken from a vaguely remembered thing from 4chan, which was just a nonsensical sentence that no one could understand. And I went with Even More Like also because it's very hard to Google.
And I'm obviously even more like Sprat, but that was kind of clunky, so we went with Even More Brat, which is also fairly appropriate.
All right, question 3. How many languages do you speak? What are they? Say something sexy for us.
Aw, damn it, I should have gotten my guidebook. Okay, obviously I speak English.
No!
I can kind of half-ass some French if I really, really have to. I know one phrase in Swahili. And I took Japanese at university, at my other university, and I do have a guidebook called Making Out in Japanese, which if I had it, I could read something out of that, because I still remember the intonations and stuff, but I don't think I know of anything Japanese that I could say right off the top of my head. And the phrase I know in Swahili is not horribly sexy, but I'm still going to say it anyway. I'm going to try to make it sexy, because this is going to be hilarious. Chumbachara kisaidia kiko wapi. And I'm not going to translate it for you, and if somebody wants to translate it, please go ahead.
Where are the bathrooms in this airport?
Pretty close.
Well, I guess I'd better answer. I speak English, obvious. Well, no, not quite. I speak Canadian, and I know some British and American. I'm fairly fluent in American, but there's still...
Ooh, I know some Australian, because I have family there.
Oh, crikey. Have they warned you about the... Did they warn you about the drop bears?
Yes.
It's crucial, absolutely crucial that you dab that Vegemite behind your ears. It can't be Marmite, otherwise they will attack you viciously. I mean, it's pretty much the same thing.
What other languages do you speak even?
Oh, I speak French and marginal Spanish. About the only sentence that I can think of off the top of my head in Spanish is Deseo llamar el brandy del albaricoque de su ombligo, which I think translates to I would like to lick apricot brandy from your navel. Unfortunately, my French is the absolute worst kind of Quebec French, and
franglais.
Yeah, tabernacle, c'est un esti de dépanneur. Okay, anyways. Yes, that's not sexy at all. Carlis, ils ont fucké mon vernissage la semaine passée, là. C'était un hostie de fuck-up. They actually spelled fucky and fuck in different ways. F-O-Q-U-E, accent aigu. Question 4. Who is your celebrity look-alike?
I have been told that when I shave my head, I look a lot like Natalie Portman. Apparently.
Because she shaved her head in that one film?
In V, yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Yep, apparently I looked a lot like her. Other than that, I don't know.
I wouldn't be able to tell you. I'm not really a celebrity person. Myself, who's my celebrity look like? I have no idea, but I'm sure that they are roguishly handsome and yet look like every other human being on the planet.
His abs look like Channing Tatum.
Why? Why would you say that? That's... I'm not sure if that's... I'm pretty sure that's...
No, your abs look like Channing Tatum's, which is a complete bald-faced lie, but that's how I see you.
Oh.
You're a sexy,
well,
sexy,
you know, with a little bit of work, they could, you know? It's...
Hell yes, baby.
Or a muscle
anyway.
Suit.
Anyway.
Did you see that thing where Will Wheaton was talking about William fucking Shatner and talking about how he wore a muscle suit under the costume? Anyway, who knows your secrets? Can you share any of them with us?
Okay, well, any, like, relevant secrets, even more like knows. The other secret keepers that I have are my dear sisters, who are not really my sisters, from elsewhere in the country, also known as my rabbi and my sister-in-arms. I love them dearly, and if I have any secrets, they are definitely privy to them. I guess my biggest non-secret is that I'm polyamorous. And so I don't really particularly hide it, but at the same time, it's not like I'm really, like, super out about it to most people. Or rather, I'm out about it when it's relevant and most people kind of ignore it. My classmates all know, whether they know it or not. My parents definitely do not.
And, you know, I don't really care so long as she's having fun. As for me, who knows my secrets? Nobody but you, Internet. Nobody but me and you. And can I share any of them with you? No, that's classified. If I told you, I'd have to... Well, I wouldn't have to kill you, per se, but I'd probably have to get, like, a police officer to arrest you. And then you'd spend some time, you know, in prison. And maybe I'd wind up spending some time in prison because I told you. You know, it'd get messy. That's a bald-faced lie. I don't have a security clearance. what bad habits do you have? I have a terrible habit of lying, it turns out. How about you, Brett?
I'm pretty sure I don't have any.
You have a bad habit of being a brat, Brett.
I don't think that's a bad habit. I think that's a personality trait.
All right, fine.
I'm sure I have bad habits. I don't know. I can't think of any.
Yeah, that's fair. I guess for myself, bad habits. Not cleaning up or looking after myself, really. I'm terrible at taking care of myself. Comes from having been a bachelor that didn't have to impress anyone for a very long time. Fortunately, the brat is easily impressed, so I'm all set on this front.
You looked after me, that's what matters.
It's about looking after her, not looking after me. As long as I get food in me, I'm usually pretty good.
I'm gonna turn him into a house spouse when he moves up with me, I'm sure.
I refuse to not do any... Well, okay, that's a lie.
You refuse to not do any help around the house? Okay, good. Works for me.
Aw. Now we have it in, like, a recording. If this gets posted on the internet, I'll have no choice but to help around the house.
Shucks, darn.
I know. It's how do I get myself in these situations? Ooh, tell us the story of losing your virginity. Can I do this one? It's really quick.
Okay.
I was just walking around one day and it fell out of my pocket. I don't know where it went. I figure if anyone turned it in, it might have gone to someone else, you know. I'm not too torn up about it. It didn't have my name on it. It kind of rubbed off after a while. You keep it in your wallet for a while and it's just kind of, the friction wears off the signature thing. I might get it back someday, but I'm not too worried. Your story?
Okay, so I grew up in, like, a rural town, and growing up in a rural town with, like, going to school with the exact same 5-6 people from kindergarten to grade 12, I didn't really want to date any of them, so I've been doing long-distance relationships basically forever. And so I lost my virginity after I had gone to university with my high school boyfriend who happened to live in Texas. So I flew down to Texas to meet him. Lost my virginity to him, which was actually kind of a nice experience. He was really sweet and gentle and stuff. The only awkward part is he had a tiny penis. My second boyfriend that I had at university, which was, like, my very first, like, living in close proximity boyfriend, was a lot bigger, which led to an awkward conversation with my doctor when I'm like, I'm pretty sure it's not supposed to hurt and I'm not supposed to bleed all the time. And he was like, lube, honey, it's a thing. So, yeah. That was more than just my losing my virginity, but... It was also the start of my long history of being completely shameless when talking to medical professionals. I just, hey, this is part of my body, and this is how we have to deal with it.
That's pretty reasonable, I think. Do I fall on the... Which end of the scale do I fall on?
You are exactly the right size. You fill me right up without being too painful.
Mm. That was total equivocation. You know it. How frequently do you have sex with someone else?
You're probably
with
one
yourself.
Of the bigger ones, but not my biggest.
Hmm. Okay, I'll settle for that.
Because the biggest one hurts.
Biggest one was 12 inches long and 3 feet around. It was like fucking a soda can. A string of soda cans. Just like, cram that 12.
What the hell are you on?
At least it's not like a soda bottle.
Hey, so how frequently do you have sex with someone else?
I don't know. You tell me. Not often enough, let me tell you. Oh, unless you're talking about someone else other than your partner, in which case, yeah, not often. I'm kidding.
True say. I'm in the same department. I mean, I like having sex, and I prefer to have sex with you, but if I can't have sex with you, I wouldn't mind having sex with somebody else.
As long as they last,
you know,
more than 60 seconds.
Fastest blowjob ever. That was fun.
He didn't tell you about it. Fastest shot in the West.
Basically, I have sex with people on a daily basis if they are in close proximity. Probably if you move up here and settle in, then it'll be more like mostly daily, sometimes every other day.
I can't see that moving. Well, okay, I guess there would be days when you're tired, or, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not, yeah.
Visited by the lady in red.
Well, and then, I mean, there would be days that we make up for it, like, on weekends, where we just shag like bunnies all day, so.
That's, I suppose, you know. It's nice to have variations from the routine, but, let's see. Oh, number 9. What is your biggest regret?
I don't know. I think you missed how frequently do you have sex with yourself?
Oh, how frequently do I have sex with myself? No. I went for a week just now.
Yeah.
And then I went twice in, like, 2 days. So, there's not really a pattern. Whereas you're like, oh, maybe I'll try an edging challenge. Probably not.
I don't know. I'll just do whatever. Mm-hmm. I could have sex all the time, but... Anyway. Okay, so what is your biggest regret?
Not taking advantage of some of the opportunities I've been offered. Also being completely oblivious through high school. But after being completely oblivious in high school, not taking advantage of being at a private school on scholarship for a year. I was kind of, if I had been more restrained, I guess, I probably could have gotten my scholarship for the next couple of years and maybe taken advantage of the 2 private all-girls schools in walking distance of my private all-boys school that I was boarding at. But on the other hand, I was... I was both oblivious and, you know, more interested in computers at that point, which got me in a bad spot. Anyways, that'd be my biggest regret. How about yours?
I guess of late, my biggest regret was kind of screwing up a couple of relationships recently. There could have been a smooth transition between my prime at the time and my current prime, which is even more like... But there was some poor communication and some underestimating of both parties on my part. Mm. Or all 3 parties, I guess. I underestimated everybody, and I kind of screwed the pooch for a couple of months before realizing that actually everybody involved was kind of okay with me taking even more like as my prime and letting my then prime move to a sort of secondary position, and he was okay with it too. So that's kind of my biggest regret, that I kind of screwed that up, and you know, this relationship could have started several months ago. Otherwise, I don't know, I still kind of regret having to move away from Ontario, but on the flip side, a lot of good things have happened since then, so I guess I'll take it.
I really missed that. When I was out in Kingston, there was that really good grilled cheese restaurant. Did I ever mention that? They have,
you
like,
did. We should go there sometime.
I know. They had like this grilled cheese pulled pork sandwich, and it was absolutely delicious. And they had waffle fries with it. Waffle fries! I love waffle fries. There are not nearly enough places that offer goddamn waffle fries. Give me waffle fries, and I will eat there forever. Or maybe curly fries. Curly fries are okay. They're better than regular fries.
They'll pass if you don't have waffle fries.
Yeah, I mean,
what would you choose as your death row meal?
Unlimited breadsticks. failing that, pulled pork, waffle fries. Ryan Coke. Can I get Ryan Coke?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, I'm one of those weird people who prefers Ryan Coke to rum and Coke. Unless I can get a little bit of lime juice in it, then I've got, you know, a Cuba Libre, and then it's, you know, much better. But if it's just Coke and well rye, I prefer that to just regular rum and Coke. How about you? Death row meal?
I don't know. I'm almost thinking that, well, problem is I'd want to cook it because I'd need something to kind of relax my nerves. So if I could make my own death row meal, it would be chicken pot pie and Swedish rye bread and pickled herring. Which probably sounds disgusting, but it would be comfort food for me, so I think that'd be all right.
Yeah, I know. I couldn't see myself ever eating chicken pot pie. God, that's just...
Well, it's more the pickled herring that most people
I've never
like,
had pickled herring.
Fuck?
Actually, no, I've had pickled salmon, but I haven't had pickled herring.
I like pickled herring, but that might just be a Swedish thing.
Well, I mean, like I said, I've had pickled salmon, but I think that's kind of like my family. It's like, I don't know where they even got pickled salmon from. It was really good. I mean, it was a little bit, you know, like all of the bones turned kind of squishy so you could bite through them. Anyways, before we gross someone out with this questionnaire talking about the bones and pickled salmon and the flavor of pickled herring, at least it's not lutefisk.
Yeah, no, God, no. I mean, okay,
that's,
I would
no,
I would
that was
eat
that's the,
is my death row meal, but that's more like the cause of death.
Yeah, is the instrument of execution. What is your favorite scent?
I don't know.
Ooh, I'd say that the British penny is pretty cool. Oh.
You're the one reading the questions. It does have a spelling.
Shh.
I, you know, a lot of times I just, if I smell things that remind me of home, then that's kind of awesome. I used to have, actually, you know what? No, Bone Daddy was a pretty good cologne. I like that. I like Bone Daddy. If we're talking perfumes, I don't know why. I just have this memory of Bone Daddy being totally awesome. Evening scented stocks are a kind of flower that smells really delicious. And I like that because also it reminds me of home. Also cooking. I love the smell of cooking, baking, especially when I'm baking, especially when I make my chocolate Guinness cupcakes because that's just amazing.
Hey, how come I haven't had those? Oh, you didn't have any
Guinness. Because I haven't had Guinness when you're around. Also, I haven't made them with Guinness in a really long time.
Oh, well, you
and
can...
And I still need to learn how to make the ganache, because that would be just too awesome. If I could learn how to make the Jameson ganache, then I could make proper car bomb cupcakes. I apologize to anyone who's Irish. Anyway.
Oh, well, anyway, next time
By
I'm
the way,
up, though...
you can look it up on the internet. Guinness cupcakes. They're chocolate cupcakes. You make buttercream icing. You just use Bailey's instead of milk. Totally awesome. And then apparently one of my friends makes a ganache with Jameson in it, and yeah, apparently that's amazing. But I just stick with the cupcakes and the icing, and I sometimes don't even make the icing.
Hmm. Well,
that's
I was thinking
pretty delicious smell.
I was thinking though, if you're gonna make stuff with Guinness, next time I'm up, you can make that Guinness beef stew that I found the recipe
yes.
to. That's,
yes,
you can
buy the Guinness. I'll do the cooking.
Okay, I'll have to buy some so that we can actually do the cooking, though.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
If I'm buying Guinness.
No, that's what I'm saying. If you buy a case, I only need one.
The case
for
is
the
only
cupcakes,
four, though.
And...
It takes two for the Guinness beef stew, and they come in fours.
Am I gonna make a full batch? It's just the two of us.
Yeah, but this is stew that you can... It gets better if you let it sit cold for a day.
Okay,
trust
fine,
me,
you.
I will eat as
back.
Much... I will
good.
Eat as much beef stew as you're willing to make. Trust me, I've made it myself, and I was just eat. I made it myself
okay.
when I had a roommate, and he ate half of the fucking thing, and I was pissed.
Okay.
Anyway, where was I? Oh, right, favorite scent. Guinness beef stew, I guess. I don't know. For myself, I guess, like bay rum and cordite. On someone else, hopefully not cordite, you know? Yeah, I don't. My favorite scent is girl.
With a hint of green apple?
It's not like I'm, you know, putting my dick in your hair or anything.
Yeah, let's try to avoid that.
Yeah, that's bad. Not my thing. I mean, some people like it, but it's like... what do you wear to bed on a regular night on
nothing.
Sexy time nights?
Also nothing.
Your favorite scent, that's what you wear.
No, my favorite scent is not sex. Yeah,
on sexy time nights, you wear the smell of sex to bed.
Yeah, pretty much. I have a lot of, like, sexy clothes things. I have, like, fishnet stockings, and I have cute little mini skirts. I have a lot of collars. I really don't wear it as much as I think I would. I don't know. It just never gets really requested.
I'm a man of simple tastes.
On the other hand, the corporal knows that if he wants sexy times, he better get the uniform on.
Well, it's not that I have to. It's more that it helps. That reminds me. I really do want that jacket. Even if, you know... I know. It's ridiculous. It's overly expensive. It would be only worn in the winter.
It looks so fucking sexy. If I die of hypothermia, it's because he bought the sexiest fucking military-style jacket ever, and I could not keep my clothes on around him.
It's a Katanica Mark V. If anyone feels like buying me a jacket because they've
really
won the lottery or something, then don't buy me the jacket, just send me the money. That's like 2 months' rent.
But yeah, I love this. What do you wear to bed on a regular night? Like, I mean, okay, that makes it sound like, you know, I wear nothing to bed. Actually, if I have the choice, I wear nothing around my house. Like, I just... House time is naked time. I live alone for a reason.
Mm-hmm. Well, two reasons. One being that you live way too far from me right now.
I'd be naked. Well, okay, if you...
See,
if
I were there, I wouldn't have any problem
with
you being naked, but, you know, it's just...
Slightly more distracting for the rest of the world?
Marginally.
Do I read in bed?
Oh. Hey, you skipped asking me what I wear to bed on a regular night.
Oh. Oh, yeah, I guess. Okay.
Boxers. If it's cold, I wear a t-shirt. If it's really cold, more blankets and possibly some sort of warm, fleecy thing.
Unless he has a space heater, in which case.
Yeah.
Sometimes
if,
he doesn't
I would
even
prefer,
get to wear
I would, yeah, you know, if I'm sleeping with the brat, then I'll probably be naked because otherwise there's, you know, she's washing the sheets. It's her sheets. I don't care. I've got a nice set of sheets, though. If I bring those down, wait, no, I don't know if they'd fit
you
your bed.
You can wear boxers whenever you want. You just have to be prepared for them to be stripped off in the middle of the night. That's all.
I don't. They have a fly, you know. You can. It's possible that, you know. That way, you're also not mouth first to like a giant hedge.
You could trim.
Yeah, but then it just makes
hey,
the ends sharp.
Do you read in bed?
I read in bed. Do you read in bed?
No, not really.
No, that's not
I mean,
true.
I'll read,
you
I'll
read,
read
in
I'm
bed
studying.
With textbooks.
I read in bed if I'm studying, because I like being comfortable, but I don't, like, read right before bed at all.
Whereas I have a habit of reading before bed, especially, like, long historical texts, because they help put me to sleep. It's like, my brain is like, okay, it's time to go to bed now, because he's reading about the post-war reconstruction under the Marshall Plan, or, you know, the effects of anti-communist intervention in Southeast Asia. I mean, those are probably fascinating to someone, but my brain is like, okay, he's reading about facts and figures again, time to go to sleep. If
Who's
I try
your
and read,
favorite author?
Oh, my favorite author? Probably Heinlein. Look, he wrote stories about a guy having sex with a bevy of smart, capable redheads. What's not to like?
Tell us about your most recent sexual encounter. Online or offline?
Both with the same person.
Well, yeah. Still, I want to know which one we're supposed to be talking about.
I assume in person, which would be that time that I decided to stay for a weekend and wound up staying for like 4 or 5 days.
Are we just encompassing the whole 5 days as one sexual encounter?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, yeah, pretty much. I mean, even the pancake
Okay,
breakfast.
So can we just link them to the spreadsheet then?
Maybe after we filed off the serial numbers and, you know, made it more anonymous. We did do a lot of stuff.
We did do a lot of things.
Mm-hmm. It was pretty fun.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was a little bit of breath play, a gas mask, some spanking, 2 Hitachis, a lot of forced orgasms, you know.
Not, like, super forced, though.
Yeah, a little bit of choking.
A little
and
bit of denial. Not and, much denial.
Yeah, no. A little bit of throat fucking. Someone said that it made them fall in love with giving blowjobs all over again.
Yeah. Oh, not necessarily the throat fucking.
Mm.
More your enthusiasm for it. But anyway.
It was fun. I was like, oi.
Oh, God, it was fun. Oh,
like,
that was so
excited.
Fun.
And it's like, oh, man, I've been wanting to do something like this. This is cool.
That was exciting.
Mm-hmm.
It was a new thing that I learned.
What one word best describes you inside the bedroom? Outside the bedroom?
Oh, you know what? I think this one you should describe me and I should describe you.
Really?
Yeah.
Brat.
Dom doof.
Oh yeah, fine. Oh, you're going that road. You're totally a brat inside the bedroom, and outside the bedroom you're like a nerd. Not even a closet nerd. I mean, you have like a fez signed by John Barrowman
inside my bedroom.
Well, it's in your bedroom for a reason, you know. It's I had a Doctor Who polo shirt. Some other nerdy tees. You have a Video Games Live t-shirt.
I hilarious.
Not that there's anything wrong with video games live. I've seen them like twice when they performed in Saskatoon. But anyways,
we should go to video games live together sometime.
Yeah, we should. I mean,
the club vibe. And
I don't know when their next performance is.
I don't know. Let's look it up after we're done this thing.
Yeah, I mean, this is already past half an hour long.
Nobody's going to want to listen to us ramble for that long. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, we can say anything we want at this point, and no one will ever hear it. Do you have any tattoos or piercings? No? How about you?
My ears are pierced.
Oh, that's true.
But I don't think they're actually... I don't know if the holes are still... Like, they were pierced at one point. I'm not sure if I have any earrings that could fit in them.
Hmm.
I would really like to get pierced in several other places, but I don't know.
No, it would be kind of interesting to see what would happen with a clitoral piercing, but on the other hand, you might just be, like, coming everywhere, and that would be... That wouldn't be as fun.
Yeah, that might get a little bit awkward.
Yeah, I mean,
especially given, you look at question 17. Have you ever come without touching your penis / pussy? Uh-huh. Yes, I have. Like, a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Like, as in, corporals kind of figured out how to make that happen. On a regular basis.
I just do this thing with my fingers, and it...
Okay, no, that doesn't necessarily make me come.
Oh,
unless I'm in the right...
It doesn't make you come, but if I start describing the other things that I'm doing, then it can definitely...
Can you hold off on that until number 20?
Okay. I'm just describing the process. I won't get into the actual details.
You could on number 20.
Yeah, that's true. Exactly. Anyway, question 17, which is
the one...
Yeah.
Have you ever come without touching your penis? I mean, I've made you come, but that's somebody's
I guess
penis.
No, really, I've never had so much as a wet dream, which is
dang.
Yeah, well, you know, I was precocious in that I started masturbating really, really early, and so I apparently started taking care of it before I started ever having the possibility of nocturnal emissions. Go me, I guess. Of course, that was also around the time that I started dreaming of tying women up, and then I had no idea what to do with them, but it was really, yeah. You know, it's like, okay, they're being fed, and there's like, I guess there's some way to get rid of the waste, like some sort of vacuum system. What am I doing with all of these women that I'm tying up and, you know, in this thing? I don't know. Doing something. It's a mystery. What is your record for coming in 24 hours? Did you challenge yourself to it, or did it just happen? Are you multi-orgasmic? I don't know why I did that voice.
Okay, my record for coming in 24 hours is 20-something. I don't know. And actually, it was kind of a weird day because I was driving from my parents' place back to my apartment, so that's like a good like 3-4 hour drive. So it wasn't like I was like, okay, I'm just going to come like a lot today. I came in the morning because why not? Maybe twice. I can't remember. And then when I got back to my apartment, I just decided to see, hey, how many times can I come today? And I know I got up to 20-something because some of them got recorded, but I'm really not sure exactly how many I went at the end. And it was kind of a challenge and kind of just a, hey, let's see what happens. The problem with me going and doing that, though, is this next line of, are you multi-orgasmic? I'm really not sure exactly what that means. Because, like...
You can definitely have multiple orgasms, yeah.
Well, I mean, okay, but what... I don't know what the stop point is between orgasms ever.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because... If I'm coming and then I stop, and then I put the Hitachi back on, I'm going to come, like, instantly. So is that still the same orgasm, or is that a new orgasm? Mm-hmm. Like, if I'm not done shivering from the first one, does that really count as a second orgasm?
There's going to be some complaints if anyone listens this far, I'm sure, about people who are like, you're so lucky, you can just keep... Anyways.
Okay, no, it's not lucky, because this asshole will hold a Hitachi on my clit for like 15 minutes straight, and I'll just be flailing and twitching.
No, I won't just hold a Hitachi on your clit. Sometimes I'll, you know, do other things at the same time. Unless it makes my hand numb or something. Maybe hold two Hitachis.
It's, mm-hmm. I can come a lot if I
Yep. I can come about 3 times in 24 hours. Before it's like I'm shooting air. did I challenge myself to it? No, it was more like, well, I'm still horny, better fap again. Am I multi-orgasmic? No, I have the books, but I haven't really practiced the techniques. There's a bit too much Eastern Oriental mysticism about something, something, sexual energy, something, something. You know, it's like, this is too much for me. I don't care about mysticism and focusing my sexual energies. I'm just like, can I get more orgasms? Are they better orgasms? That sounds kind of cool. I don't want to focus my chi. I just want to, you know, get my rocks off. What is on your sexual bucket list?
I would really like to go to a sex club sometime.
Ooh.
Other than that, I mean, I just want to keep exploring things. I don't really have a necessarily like a list of things that I definitely want to do, but I would like to go to a sex club sometime.
Hmm. I can't say there's really anything specific that I'd like. I mean, I have made it with a woman. That's pretty much my entire list. Kiff, inform the men.
I mean, there's certainly a lot of ideas that I have that I would like to, you know, practice, but I don't think my life would feel incomplete if I never got to do those things.
Are you telling me that you've never had sexual congress with a bucket? Oh, I miffed it. I'm telling you, there's certainly some very sexy buckets out there. If you are a bucket and you've listened this far, and you'd be interested in getting on my sexual bucket list, I would love the opportunity. Give me a call. My number is 202-555.
Oh, okay.
It's like a black book, only with buckets. And number 20, describe what an orgasm feels like to you. Well, for me, it's really just kind of a release. It's hard to describe. It just feels like a sense of kind of tension in the head of my cock, where it's just kind of, well, I mean, obviously you've got the tightness of the balls and the feeling of needing release, and then kind of a pressure at the head of the cock, and then it's just going, and then it's followed by, of course, the resultant sensitivity there. I imagine it's a lot more interesting for the brat than it is for me.
Well, I mean, for starters, what an orgasm feels like really depends on the orgasm, because I can have, I mean, there's lots of different kinds of orgasms, but I guess the base of it is always, there's the tension build up, and everything feels kind of warm. And I start to twitch a little bit. And I want. That's always a big. There's always a big want when I'm about to come, is I want more. Especially if I'm just teasing myself. I always want it a little harder and a little faster.
Or if you're being teased, it always seems like you would much rather. Much rather have a physical orgasm than one that's purely mental.
Oh, I mean that. Oh, yeah, for sure. But I mean, even if you're teasing me with toys, then I'm always like pressing into the toy when I'm getting close.
Unless you're kind of tensing away from it, then I guess that's more in the throes of the orgasm.
That's usually kind of the start. And then yeah, there's definitely two options here. Like one is I just start coming, which is lovely, and there's a little tension, and then it's just like steady kind of rhythmic contractions and everything feels warm and fluffy. But if I'm really, really lucky, I kind of hit the edge and it builds a little more, and that's like it'll just keep building, and I keep feeling myself getting more and more tense. And actually, sometimes it's really annoying, because I've been at times where it just keeps building and building and building, and it never really stopped. I didn't really come, I just kind of stopped, which is weird. But if I do pitch over the edge when I'm on one of those building ones, it just kind of crashes down.
One question.
Again, the contractions.
One question that I guess might be relevant would be, do you have a real difference between internal, which would be like G-spot orgasms or vaginal orgasms, versus clitoral ones?
Yes.
And which ones are better?
I don't know. They're both coming and they're both pretty awesome. Depending on my mood, I guess. Sometimes I really want an internal. I don't know if it's that I want the internal orgasm or I just want to get fucked. Because sometimes that's really the critical part of it, is I just need something inside me thrusting. And that's definitely a way different orgasm than a clitoral orgasm, because with a clitoral orgasm I can kind of edge a little bit usually. If I'm getting fucked, there's no way in hell I can hold back for the most part. I think I might have tried, but I don't have any control over it. If the fucking is happening, then I'm coming.
And then there's the times that I've just, you know, been doing the thing with the fingers stroking your G-spot, which doesn't really blend itself well with using the Hitachi on your clit, unfortunately. It just gets my hand really numb really fast.
Honestly, the G-spot orgasm is different from the getting fucked orgasm. The G-spot orgasm feels a lot closer to a clit orgasm than the getting fucked one does. Because, I mean, there's also the orgasm I get from giving blowjobs. Yeah, giving. It's awesome.
It goes hand in hand
with the being able to come without touching.
One time when I had my cock in her throat, I decided to lean forward and just, you know, kind of stroke her clit, and she's like, "That's unnecessary." Obviously, once I took my cock out of her throat, but it's like, really? You're saying it's unnecessary? I know it's unnecessary.
I wanted you to play with my tits more. I really thought I was going to be able to come, but, do we want to try?
Yeah, why not? Do you want me to try and talk you into one, or would you rather get some toys out?
I kind of want you to try and talk me into one.
Well, you know, it seems pretty fun. I'll talk about what kind of stuff I like to do to the brat to try and make her come. She is pretty easy to warm up. Like I said, I like to take, you know, my index and middle finger, making sure that the fingernails are nicely trimmed back. I've learned that. I've learned that one. If you're going to finger a girl, either wear gloves or make sure your fingernails are trimmed back, because otherwise you're going to have a bad time. So I would take my fingers and just kind of curl them upwards. And, you know, I guess I'm kind of lucky in this respect, because I was really able to find her G-spot fairly quickly. It's got a very distinctive texture, so it's, you know, just constantly stroking my finger over it, making sure to keep a nice constant rhythm. If I had, you know, enough reach, I would also, you know, make sure that my thumb was kind of stroking lightly over her clit or upper lips until she's nicely warmed up. If I want to go for a more intense or constant orgasms, then obviously it would be for the Hitachi. If I wanted to be thorough, though, I would make sure that she had a toy inserted as well, so she has something to kind of clench around. So, taking the Hitachi and just pressing it into her clit. One thing that I've found is also very effective on her with the Hitachi is to just kind of grind it in. If you've seen the diagram of the clit with the roots, you'll know why I'm doing this. But just pressing it in and kind of twisting it so it's completely surrounded by the flesh there, and just holding it there in place. One time I actually was mean. Went and kind of exposed her clit, just, you know, popped it out of the clitoral hood, and took the Hitachi and just pressed it right into it. And she was literally squirming and contracting against it, moving backwards across the bed. It was absolutely adorable. And that's not even mentioning the times I kissed her.
Oh, your kisses are good.
Ladies, consider that a recommendation.
Yeah. Anyway, that was me not touching myself at all.
I promise you, she had her hands up by her head the whole time, just clenching the pillow.
So I hope you enjoyed that.
Anyway, this has been Even More Like.
And Even More Brett.
And we hope you enjoy this questionnaire.